Immunity comes from the inside. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Immunity comes from the inside. Scientific research is going on continuously, and it is continually going on, confirming what we always knew. Now, we can put on all sorts of protective devices that will keep us from having an illness, that will keep us from being touched by, so to speak, poison ivy. And we wear gloves and we wear clothing that keeps us from being touched by it. We go through life and we have a good attitude about ourselves, which keeps us from being touched by people who don't have a good attitude about themselves. We go through life with all of the attitudes that make our world an interesting place, and we wonder, what is all about? What is all about? In a recent article in Discovery Magazine, they talked about the body's need for certain vitamins, and that the body is designed to create within itself all the vitamins that it needs. In fact, it does that from the very beginning. And the body is designed to reveal to itself all that it is in perfect, wonderful ways. Now, then they make the statement, which more or less goes a little contrary to that, and they say that the body is designed to be in an environment where there is light, and that light brings to the body vitamin D, because the body does not develop enough vitamin D within itself. Well, without the vitamin D, the body cannot exist. Well, now we know truly this is not the case. Fish live in dark holes where there is no light, and they continue to live. Well, you say, well, they don't have that vitamin D, which is necessary for what? There are fish living in the lower depths of the ocean where the sunlight reaches very little, if any. There are people who spend their lives working in mines. There are animals that live under the ground and almost totally live under the ground as moles and dig under the ground. There are many creatures that have very little exposure to sunlight. Very little exposure to sunlight. The scientists say man is designed to receive sunlight, receive vitamin D from the sunlight, and man is designed really to live without clothing. Clothing keeps him from being exposed to the sun, being exposed to the vitamin D, and perhaps other things, and these are absolutely necessary for his existence. Well, that's a charming idea. Those of us who like the sun and enjoy being out in the sun, we certainly would hurrah that idea and think that that's just wonderful, and it's kind of nice. But stop and think about it. We are created in the very beginning in a dark hole in the womb, and then we come out into the light of day. But in the womb, we have everything. Now, you see, that's from the mother. That's from the egg, or that's from however we are being brought forth. Within every egg, within every creative substance, within every essence, is the ability to provide absolutely for itself without any outside activity, without any outside servicing. You say, well, it needs food to expand and grow. These are things that we have trained into our body. We have trained into our being. Actually, we don't need those things at all. We are mind. We are mind. And if we could come to the understanding that we are mind, then as mind, we will begin to put into our attitude that we are self-sufficient. We are self-fulfilled. We are self-reliant. We are self-confident. We are totally self-fulfilled. And being totally self-fulfilled means, theoretically, we need nothing from the outside. We need absolutely nothing from an internal source. Within us is everything. Okay? Where have we gone haywire that we need food and air and water? Where have we gone haywire to think that we need all these things to fulfill our life? Well, we've missed the mark when we have said we are human. We missed the mark when we have said we're going to live in a human world with human requirements, with human attitudes, with human experiences, with the normal experiences of reproduction, normal experiences of growth, the normal experiences of using our environment as a fulfilling device for us. Now, that all sounds very complimentary and very normal. It's what we are doing all the time. People among us are training to use less air, to use less water, to use less food, and as I have said before, the scientists are telling us that mice who are on a near starvation diet live many, many lifetimes. Now, that seems illogical. You'd think that the more food you'd give them, the more capable they would be to exist for a longer period of time. Now, I'm not recommending any of these things because these will come in their right way at the right time by the attitude of mind alone. But when we are able to use less food, when we are able to demand less outer things in our body will, in process, make it itself. It'll make all the vitamins and minerals and things that we need because those are just normal. Those are just normal to the essence and the structure of the body. You see, the body is atoms, but really it's thought. And the thought in the body tells the body to become large, tell the body to grow up, tell the body to do all the things that it does. And it's not the food that does this. It's the thought. There are some people that eat virtually nothing and get fatter and fatter and fatter. And other people who eat everything that's, that exists and do not get fatter. Now, why do those two conditions exist? And what are we saying? We say they just maintain a certain amount of the essence, the atomic essence of the food that comes into them, and do not distribute it. Well, we can come up with any illustration we want. And yet we come up with the realization that we can speak our word, and whatever we speak our word for, it is revealed in our life. Now, if I speak my word for a perfect friend who is healthy, dynamic, balanced, relaxed, and living a harmonious, peaceful life, such a one exists, it's true. How do I speak my word for that person? Perhaps I ought to do it for myself. I just think my thought, and that manifests. Now, does it manifest out of that which is, or does it manifest out of that which is not? Well, we know it manifests out of that which is. Now, How is it that I did not see it before, and now I can see it? Because my attention and my awareness are now on it. And whatever I put my attention and awareness on, that's what I experience. So now, if I put my attention and awareness on a physical body, and see that physical body as a remarkable thing, so it will be. What makes you think that we're so almighty wonderful that now we're having our lifespan extended, and that as the years come by, living to 100 will be a natural thing, then living to 200 and more? Biblical times tell us that there were people who lived much longer than that. Now, whether that was just a fairy tale or whether that was reality, so be it. But we are seeing that with the change in attitude, the change in our world and experience, we're living longer. Why is it that we are only living longer and not living eternally? Well, the fact is, we do live eternally. But we're the type of people who get tired of our adventure and want to go on to another adventure. We go on to another dimension of life, which is happening right now and right here. And as we go on to it, we say we are separate. We died because of a heart attack. We died because of this or that or the other thing. And that's not really true. The reason that we died, the manner in which we chose to move from this dimension to another dimension, that's of little importance. That we chose to go is the big important thing. A person who is a happy person will find happiness wherever they are. A person who is sad will find sadness wherever they are. Both can be in the same place doing the same thing, and they each find a diverse attitude. Our bodies can be used by us eternally in their ideal state, and they are. And we can enjoy it, or we can just say, well, I've worn out this car, and now I'm going to get a different car. I've worn out this jacket, and now I'm going to get a different jacket. Well, we don't need to do that. There are fabrics that are not able to be worn out. So if we had clothing made of those fabrics that couldn't be worn out, how wonderful it would be. Do you remember back in the 20s and 30s and 40s how cars would have a certain lifetime? 50,000 miles was thought to be a great deal of travel for a car, a lot in fact. And now 200,000 miles is not unusual. And the hydraulic system or the oil system, grease system, is sealed in so you don't put it on the car. The one amount is what lasts forever. How interesting. How interesting. We are saying that we can seal in things, and when they are sealed in, they last longer. Now, why do they last longer? They're not exposed to the outer. They're not exposed to the limiting thoughts of the grace consciousness and the community. How interesting. You and I can live in our beautiful, eternal, spiritual, spirit, mind, and body right now, in wholeness, in harmony, in perfect health right now. We can live so happy, so complete, and so fulfilled right now, and so immortally right now. But we choose to play the game of society, of humanity, of limitation. Now let's just do an about face and face our own self. Face the beauty that's within us. Let's be a sealed system. And we have within us all that we need to exist however long we choose. And if we want to slip over to another dimension, which we do all the time, but we want to do it in a dramatic way and leave our body behind, then we can. Or if we want to take our body with us, we can. There are billions of people on the face of the earth who move into other dimensions taking their body with them, and nobody knows anything about it. Many of them are called the missing persons. How interesting. So let's begin today and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am immortal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am immortal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am immortal. It's certainly something to think about, isn't it? Well, now, let's not only think about it, let's experience it. I love you. I love you. I love you.